This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. In a landmark judgment, the Supreme Court yesterday ruled that subclassification within the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes reservation is permissible to grant separate quotas for more backward within the categories. A 7-judge constitution bench of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, gave the judgment by a 6-1 majority upholding the power of states to subclassify the reserved categories of SCs and STs into different groups based on their backwardness for extending the benefits of reservation. The bench also comprising Justices V.R. Gavai, Vikram Nath, Bela M. Trivedi, Pankaj Mittal, Manoj Misra and Satish Chandra Sharma gave the judgment by overruling the 2004 E.V. Chinnaiah v. State of Andhra Pradesh judgment of the Apex Court, which held that subclassification of SCs and STs is not permissible as they form the homogeneous classes. Pronouncing its majority judgment, the bench observed that members of SC and ST are not often able to climb up the ladder due to systemic discrimination, and Article 14 permits subclassification of caste. Speaking on the creamy layer within the SCs and STs, Justice B.R. Gavai said that the states must evolve a policy to identify the creamy layer among the SCs and STs category and exclude them from the fold of affirmative action. He also held that the criteria for identifying the creamy layer among the SCs and STs should differ from those used for OBCs. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh informed the Legislative Assembly that peace talks have been going on at Silchar in Assam to bring solution to the ongoing ethnic violence in the state. During the discussion on the state budget estimates 24-25 yesterday, opposition MLAs criticized the budget, saying that the budget fails to mention the policies taken by the government for the rehabilitation of internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps in Manipur after the ethnic violence erupted in the state since May last year. Replying to the motion, observed rather moved by the opposition MLAs, the Chief Minister said that nobody wants the ethnic violence to break out in the state. The state government has taken up all measures to restore peace and normalcy in Manipur. The Indian Institute of Management Shillong in Meghalaya has announced a strategic partnership with Middlesex University Dubai to build a solid framework for collaborative academic initiatives, cultural exchanges and research projects. This collaboration represents another significant step in IIM Shillong's global expansion and commitment to academic excellence. The agreement was formalized by Professor D.P. Goyal, Director of IIM Shillong, and Professor Sedwin Fernandez, Pro Vice Chancellor and Director of Middlesex University, Dubai, adding another reputed name to the Institute's top-tier international collaborations. The strengths of both institutions will be combined to enhance student experiences through exchange programs, joint degree offerings, and experiential learning opportunities. Additionally, the collaboration will promote joint research initiatives, faculty development programs, and the sharing of knowledge and expertise. Lieutenant Vikas Khera took over as Director General of Assam Rifles yesterday following the retirement of his predecessor, Lieutenant General Pradeep Chandran Nair. Lieutenant General Khera has varied and rich professional experience of Assam Rifles and the Northeastern region, having served extensively in the Northeast, including being Inspector General of Assam Rifles in Nagaland. He also has extensive experience of planning counter-insurgency and counter-terrorist operations in Jammu Kashmir and the Northeastern region. The opening ceremony of the prestigious Durand Cup for group matches in Shillong, Meghalaya, will be held at the JM Stadium today. The opening match will take place between local side Shillong Lajong FC and Tribhuvan Army FC of Nepal at 4 p.m. today. The matches are being hosted in 4 cities: Kolkata, Kokrajhar, Shillong and Jamshedpur. The competition features teams from the Indian Super League, I-League, as well as armed forces from India, Nepal and Bangladesh. Meanwhile, in view of the opening ceremony of the Durand Cup at JN Stadium Complex, Polo, the Meghalaya government has arranged 18 public buses to operate through the local areas. These buses will run on a first-come, first-served basis. While match-day tickets are required, the ride is free of cost. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.